This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On the Fan.
All right, here we go, BT, a little 3RQ as we do every Wednesday at 11:40. Number one. And I hope the answer, I hope you answer this properly.
Okay, what do you mean, honestly, properly?
Honestly, yes.
I always answer it honestly. All right, go ahead.
Do you use your blinker?
Very rarely, dude. I'm not going to lie to you. Why? Wait, come do on, I man. Use it? Or no,
yeah,
I almost never use it.
Do you use your blinker?
No.
Come on, man.
What?
You got to use your blinker.
I mean,
you know how annoying it is where if I don't know what you're doing,
yeah,
and then I wait and wait for you to come, and then all of a sudden the blinker goes on or somebody makes the right. I'm like, you just cost me 10 seconds.
That could be more if you miss the light because of that.
It's annoying.
I'll own that. I get it.
And disrespectful.
I mean, it's not meant to be disrespectful. I think that my path to work, I mean, I'm on highway. Honestly, I'm on the highway. Yeah. So I'm not going to do it there. Now, if I'm shifting over lanes, I will do it there. Like, to me, maybe, again, I'm not saying this is perfect, but the higher rate of speed I'm going, then the more apt I am to use it for a safety perspective.
I'd hope so.
Yeah. What? Like, am I?
Hoff, use your blinker?
So you're basically saying the faster you go, the quicker you put the blinker on, but... I mean,
yeah.
At that point in time, it's almost useless because you're probably already in the other lane.
No, that's not true. I do it early enough where it actually has some
okay,
impact.
Okay, so I'm on Sal's side. You have to use your blinker because here's the thing is, the people that are the worst, the ones on the side streets that don't know where they're going, don't use their blinker, are slow to everything. You can't pass them because, you know, there's other people trying to get around them.
Yeah,
and you're
so
stuck
annoying.
For like 3-4 minutes dealing with a moron.
I agree. The difference is, though, the person you described, I'm the exact opposite, except maybe not always using the blinker. I'm going fast, and I'm not really waiting for anybody. So you're not getting stuck behind me.
Now,
blinker or no blinker.
Right, I will admit that there are times, certainly, where I don't use the blinker. I'm not 100% blinker user.
Oh, what a good civilian, Sal. Adheres to the blinker rules.
At least 75, 80%. Like, it's annoying if you don't use it, and frankly, it's quite dangerous.
All right, I'll put the blinker on when
I'm
pulling out of my
head. It's not that difficult. Use your blinker. Just flick your finger and use the thing. Yeah. All right, what else do we got here? Number two. Who's the best pitcher you've ever seen? There's a reason why I'm asking this now.
A good one, man.
Yeah.
I would really, can I take you through my thought process
a little bit?
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah.
So, am I going to do in terms of what I've seen for the meat of his career or really the best season that I've ever seen was Doc's season?
Okay.
Dwight Gooden's year when he went 24-4 with the sub-2 ERA, he was just untouchable.
Similar to Luis Gil this year.
yes, for the first 5 weeks of the season, correct, Sal. I got you. All right, so I would say just over the meat of the career, I think I've got to say it's either Greg Maddux or it's Pedro.
Pedro would be mine.
Yeah, I mean, it's right there.
I don't know if you've seen these. There's this show called, there's two things that I've been watching. Game 7 on Amazon Prime. Yeah, Amazon Prime, I think,
Game
has
7.
It. It's a series, Game 7, and they highlight, like they did one on the Rangers 94.
Oh, it's not just baseball.
No.
Ooh.
So they did one on the Rangers 94. There's a bunch of other ones I want to watch, but I saw that, and then I saw Game 7, 2003, Yankees-Red Sox.
Oh,
Aaron Boone game.
Boone.
And then I was watching the Netflix series, The Comeback. Have you seen this or heard of this?
No.
It's about the 2004 Red Sox-Yanks. 2004
yes,
Red Sox.
I saw it, and I'm like, I'm not watching this.
Right, okay. Understood.
I did see it. I saw it on the app.
You should. I know it hurts. It's 20 years ago.
Yeah, I got
but you get some incredible insight on this. So I watched both those over the weekend, and I couldn't
You're
love
doing a
it.
Lot of binging these days, Sal.
Couldn't love it. Wait till the next question. Couldn't love it anymore, but it just reiterated in my mind.
Yep.
how great Pedro Martinez was.
He was. I think he had the best changeup of all time. He had, you know, stones of steel.
Oh, dude.
He had a very whippy athletic motion. He threw 95, maybe more. He had impeccable control. He was a thinker. He was amazing.
I loved Maddux. You know, Doc, yes, sure. I was a little too young to maybe fully appreciate him.
Yep.
Roger, Randy Johnson. I don't think I've ever, Curt Schilling, I don't think I've ever seen a better pitcher than Pedro Martinez. Pound for pound. Doing it again in the steroid era as well.
That's true.
Not
that
being
matters.
Intimidated by anybody.
No.
He was, I would take Pedro at his peak over anybody any day of the week.
I don't really disagree. Maybe vintage Koufax when he got through the arm issues, and well, first early on he couldn't throw a strike, then he had arm issues. So, you know, prime Koufax for 5 years. The only other name, and I know we'll get to the last one, we'll move on here. The only other name, and you can only know and watch what you know and what you watched here. I would have loved to have sat there. I'm not jaded by the numbers, which I know are amazing, or influenced by anything. I would love to have been able to sit down in real time and watch vintage Tom Seaver pitch a game. Because Tom Seaver's a guy who's he's right there.
Well, that's why I said in your life, like, we know about the numbers and stuff. Hoff was saying Kershaw. Are you out of your mind?
Defend yourself
Clayton
here. Let's
Kershaw
go.
Kershaw has about the same numbers as Pedro Martinez. Both came up 20 years old. They have Clayton Kershaw will have over 3,000 strikeouts as of next year. His career ERA is better than Pedro's.
Yeah.
His career whip is better than Pedro's.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about Clayton Kershaw is basically better than Pedro.
Right, and then you watch
that's
him.
That's a pretty good defense.
Yeah,
good
that's great. If you look at the numbers, and then you watch him pitch, and you realize, oh my God, Clayton Kershaw doesn't have a fraction of the sack that Pedro Martinez had, let alone the postseason. I mean, give me a break. Use that as a stat. All right,
but you watch Kershaw now, but he can't even get out there. Yeah. Hoff, it's not a bad statement at all.
Choker in the postseason.
Look
Kershaw.
At his ERAs out 2.28, 2.53, 1.83, 1.77, 2.13, 1.69.
Yeah, but it's not factoring in the errors. Who do you think had a tougher test? Pedro against those steroid monsters?
Yeah,
or Clayton Kershaw?
Pedro.
What about the juice baseball?
And Kershaw
talking about?
Kershaw getting beat up in the postseason every year. Come on now.
Kershaw was all is
he's
all
good.
Time.
Oh, come on, Pedro. No
how about he's your lefty version? Pedro's the righty.
No,
Kershaw's
I would take
the
Randy
lefty.
Johnson. If I'm the
lefty. Randy Johnson was not good with the Expos. It took him forever to get going. Kershaw was amazing from the get go.
In one game, the pitcher pitching Clayton Kershaw over Randy Johnson.
Nah, if you frame it that way, it's probably a little different.
All right, last one for you. What do you think happened at the end of The Sopranos? What do you think happened to Tony?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he got blasted.
You know, I told you I was going back rewatching.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think
else he watches.
This guy's I'm done now. I was done with that, so I need something else.
Oh,
so
my God. Go back and watch the Game 7 shows. What else can we do? Entourage.
I told you I watched the World
Series. A little lighter.
Yeah, maybe. What did you think in real time at the end?
I can tell you. I thought, like everybody else, I actually called my sister. I'm living in Manhattan. I think you were in Manhattan at this point, right?
No,
I
was back at my parents' house.
Okay.
I was, and then we broke up, and I had to go back to my parents' house.
Okay. Look at one of the times Sally was licking his wounds, going back to mommy and daddy.
That was the worst one,
All right, so I'm living in Manhattan, and I was I'm sitting on my couch, and like I thought it was a like a Time Warner cable thing at that point, where I'm like, what the hell? Just because sometimes this was early stages of TiVo. I would hit pause and like I would order Italian food Sunday night it was a big thing with Sopranos, and I'm like, what? It just zapped out. So I called my sister. I'm like, what's going? Did your TV same provider? She's like, I don't know. So once I got past that, like everybody else in Civilization, I thought that Tony. I thought it then. I thought it, and I think it now. I think he got blasted, and I don't think that David Chase wanted people to see him die. That's what I've always thought.
I never thought that then. Same thing with you. I was like, what the hell happened? And I thought about it. I was like, oh, maybe they just wanted you to think certain things. After rewatching it with a different mind, I think 1,000% unequivocally, Tony got killed.
When, what changed your opinion?
Just being more aware of the character. Tony started to lose it and become a less likable character in seasons 5 and 6, getting sloppy, the gambling stuff, the womanizing,
yeah,
the drugs a little
sure.
bit.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
true.
And also, like, the signs, if you look at it, them talking about death and what happens and just the build up to it, going, you know, fading to black, like, that's what happens. You think you're 1 minute okay, and then yep. boom, that's it. I think 1,000% he died, and David Chase didn't want to show it, show us Tony dying.
Yeah, but, and think about this. Yeah, I certainly believe that theory. And if you would have ended it with, say, Tony, I don't know, walking into I don't know, his club
yeah.
or somewhere else, and it's and there's fewer people, then it's probably easier to think, oh yeah, somebody definitely whacked him. But I mean, you know, not that I'm an expert on the mob here, but I can't imagine too many hits occur in diners in public, you know, spaces.
In front of their family. Yeah,
yeah, I know yeah. there was the incident at the steakhouse, the early 80s.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, there's been a few of those. I think it was Sparks. A few of those. But you're not going to. So I think he did that in such a public sphere that he wanted to complicate or at least dilute the thought process of people who did think he got whacked. But then they might say, yeah, but they wouldn't do it in the diner in front of everyone because then they're going to get pinched, blah, blah, whatever. So, but I think he got killed.
Me too. We have some news Hoff is saying here, or a statement at least from Scott Boras. What do you got there, Hoff?
He must be speaking somewhere because Eric Bolin put out, Juan Soto's agent Scott Boras said, Soto is prioritizing any team owner who is committed to, quote-unquote, winning with the right amount of money, of course.
We heard the same bull crap forever from somebody. Yeah, okay. I mean, that's all that he said. He's probably speaking at the GM meetings, no?
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's out there.
Yeah, he's speaking right now. That's the first quote.
You heard him. You better go out and get Adamas and get Max Fried and go out there and get him, bring back Petey or Christian Walker. You better go and listen to him.
Yeah, I think he's full of you-know-what. All right, BT and Sal and the fan will come back, reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day. Take your calls as well, 888-808-1019.
Every Saturday at 8 a.m., it's kickoff with Boomer and Mike Valenti.
What we're seeing now, all of a sudden, again, is Jalen Hurts being a quarterback that is legit. He's found his game again.
Before you watch the NFL games on Sunday, Boomer and Mike break down the games. It's kickoff with Boomer and Mike Valenti on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Whether you're buying or leasing a new car, truck, or SUV, you gotta do it at Nielsen Dodge. Because every day is Black Friday, all month with incredible specials on new Jeeps, Chryslers, Dodges, and Rams.
Get a new 2024 Chrysler Pacifica plug-in hybrid. Buy it for $38,995. Or a new 2024 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4xe plug-in hybrid. Buy it for $44,995. Want certified pre-owned? We have hundreds, all in excellent condition. And if you need credit help, we're here to make it fast and easy.
At Nielsen, our Black Friday deals will get you driving for less. Plus, zero down payment available lets you drive away today.
Celebrate the savings season at Nielsen Dodge on Route 10 in East Hanover or shop online at NielsenDodge.com.
Save it today, the Nielsen
Black Friday sales event.
With approval at tax tag, 498 DOC and DMV.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local Kia dealers remind you to discover what happens when rugged capability meets true performance. It's the perfect balance of quality, dependability, power, and style. Learn more at Kia.com. Kia, movement that inspires.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding. which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/rain to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no-clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.